You're listening to the Mahogany Seth Show with your host, Mahogany Silverring. MahoganySilverring.net. Nadine is the owner of a successful bookstore in a college town. It's complicated is the best way to describe Nadine and the rumors about her being a witch. 25 years is a long time for a rumor to fester and grow. She can't control the rumor, but given half a chance, she can control you. Every year, she seems to take a new lover from the college. Tyler is a college senior who lets his curiosity get the better of him. Determined to find out if Nadine is truly a witch, he applies for a job at her bookstore. He becomes her new lover and Nadine stirs something in him. He's experiencing things he never knew he was curious about. However, Nadine's past has come back to haunt her as ex-lovers suddenly reappear. Can she continue to have her fling with Tyler and control her past? The Bewitching Bookstore by Scarlett Thomas Wolfe. Available for pre-orders on Amazon. Releasing on October 28th. Order your copy today. With the death of her vampire mate, Dominique Leroy, the hybrid vampire queen of New Orleans, must choose a new mate. Will it be the best friend, Asmodeus, the vampire who craves her power? Azazel, the human wizard with firepower? Or Jason, her were-leopard guardian? With her ties to the magical and shifter communities, she becomes a threat to the Vampire Blood Council. They give her an ultimatum. Turn the human wizard into a vampire or die a traitor's death. Will she choose love or loyalty? The Grand Dame of Bourbon Street by Mahogany Silverring. Available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback. Get your copy today. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's Mahogany Says show. I'm your host, Mahogany Silverain, and we have a special guest for you tonight. I hope everyone's enjoying the month of October, and this is my favorite time of year and also my favorite month. So without further ado, I would like you to meet Scarlett Thomas Wolfe. Scarlett, say hello.
Hi.
Well, it's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you
You're
doing?
You're welcome. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in here.
Hanging in there?
Trying not to giggle because we actually know each other and, you know, we're trying to be professional here.
Oh, that's all right. We have a relaxed, ambiance here, you know, where we just kind of cut up sometimes and I ask you questions. It helps to relax the guests, you know. And also an exciting thing is that my company, Mahogany's Place LLC, is actually published her book. And I'm excited because she's my first. So, yay!
So glad I could talk to you.
So I'm excited to see how everyone loves it and I hope that everybody gets in and, you know, since you love erotica, she is, I will tell you, her work is really steamy. So, but I will let her tell you all about herself.
Oh, well, that's going to be a limited conversation. I started writing when I was very young and I was discouraged, told I couldn't do it, and I quit. And then I started writing poetry. I was really pretty good at it, and my mentor passed away unexpectedly, and he was pushing for publication and everything, and he passed away, and life shut down again. So then I started writing erotica, and it came so naturally. It just flows. I guess it was all those years of experiences being a dom and people asking me to tell them a story of what I would do when I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guys. They'll never recover.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
That's truly how it started.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. So what do you do now? What are your, hobbies? Because I know you love rabbits. So.
My last bunny died, and we're sitting here. The new litter was born.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it was tragic. There is this horrible rabbit disease, which I don't even want to get into. But the new litter was born last week. I have to wait till December. By that time, the disease will be out of my area. And we are just, the breeder sends me pictures once a week, and I almost lick the phone. It's just, it's terrible. And very, it's, I cried for days. Can't think about it without crying. And when I scroll through my phone to look for Scarlett's pictures, I find a bunny picture or a video of him on his leash. It's just terrible. But it is what it is, and you have to accept the bad with the good.
Yes.
Bunny dies, book gets published.
That life cycle.
Yes.
So
sadly, that's how it works.
How has this journey of publishing been for you? I mean, I know, but you can share a little bit with the audience. With the listeners.
Well, sit back, relax. The journey started a couple years ago. Several people said, oh, you should be published. This is really, and it was the Annabelle story, which you haven't read yet, that started people saying I should be published. And a person stepped up and was going to do it and then disappeared off the face of the earth.
Wow.
Divorce and everything else. So I was there. I was at the brink. Second person steps up a couple years later and said, you should really be published. I'll help you. And I'm still listening for the sound of hoofbeats as he rides off into the sunset. And then our friend, Jerry, I call him Jerry, you call him, we don't even go to what you call him, introduced me to you. And that Wolf Daddy was written about our mutual friend.
Yes.
He is just, he's my best friend, or I'm his best friend. Not really sure how that works out, but he introduced us, and you have had to put up with me because I'm not patient, and I've been disappointed so many times. And I've tried to be patient.
Though.
I really have. I really have, because I understand what you're going through. But, yeah, is it done? And I haven't really nagged you every day, although it seems like I have. But I kept pushing you to finish your book before I ask you to start on mine. I did push you to finish your book, so because that was the story that needed to be told.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, to answer your question, how has the publishing journey been for me? Up until about a month ago, it was very frustrating. Other than that, it's been perfect.
Yeah.
And I know you're laughing with me, not at me.
I'm definitely laughing with you. Because, it's not something you want to rush at or just try to just throw anything together. And I try to put my best foot forward, especially you being my first. So I wanted to make sure we covered everything. But so far, yes. And I like the story.
So far we haven't killed each other.
Nope, we haven't killed each other. And, some steamy scenes were like, okay, I read it first. And then I was like, how in the heck did she do? I'm like, is this woman a contortionist? What is this? Like, Nadine, girl,
she must be an acrobat. most of the stuff is not even physically impossible. It's just you have to know your limits. Or you really need a good chiropractor afterwards.
Or need to stretch, practice yoga and get that stretch going. So, because I've...
I've limped away from a few sessions, trust me.
Yeah, she's pretty, I would say she's very talented. I will give
Nadine?
Her that.
Yes.
Nadine would, in any other society, would probably be a professional. God
bless her. I think so. Yes. I know, definitely. Is she based a little bit off of you?
Yeah, to a point. All of my characters have some root in somebody I know, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, most people do.
Max is definitely a sub that I knew and hated. There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler is a sub, literally a sub that wannabe of mine. He was 18 when he first contacted me 10, 12 years ago, and I refused because he was way too young to know what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanks me to this day because I used to make him, for something to do to keep him busy, I would make him edge for an hour. And his girlfriends either loved
me
or hate me. And he would send me videos. He would literally post videos to me showing me that he did it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he was dedicated.
Very. And we've never met. But he knows the book's out. He's read every part of it. He was one of the first to buy one or pre-order one.
Oh, okay.
But he's encouraged me the whole way, and he's thrilled to death.
Mm.
So I'm happy for him and happy that it worked out.
Oh, yeah. The scenes between Tyler and Nadine are just, I mean, they're very steamy. So, yeah, sometimes I had to take a break in editing before I go back and, okay, all right, what can we do?
I was writing it. I get that. At the end of a chapter, I would have to stop.
Yeah. It was like,
for
okay.
at least a week.
But I mean,
because the way I wrote that
good.
One,
oh yes,
yeah, thank you. The way I wrote that one, I would write a chapter, and then I would go read a book. I would come back and I'd write the next chapter. Just because if I didn't do it that way, yeah, there'd have been big puddles of goo following me everywhere. I would have needed to pen for a whole other reason.
Yes, and it's good. So when you were writing, were you posting anything online with your with your stories?
Yeah, I didn't have at the time. I didn't know I had a publisher. Didn't know I was going to get another publisher. And I write for an audience. I don't write just for exercise. I write so people will read it. And so
mm-hmm.
I posted on Tumblr. I posted on FET. It's out there. You just have to find it and be willing to dig for it, because on Tumblr, let me tell you, good luck finding them. And now they've changed their format, so if I write anything else, good luck. And I haven't posted anything. Now you're only allowed to post 4,000 characters or 4,016, some odd number. So middle of a sentence, you have to break it off and do chapter 7, part 7. It's ridiculous. Bad Tumblr, bad.
Well, maybe it's also to kind of give people, you know, sections at a time. But I've never written anything on Tumblr. I do have a Tumblr, but never written anything on it per se. But I do have, if you link your Instagram account and whatever you post on there will also post to your Tumblr account if you sign into it. So you can kind of kill two birds with one stone there.
I tried that. It actually posted to the other account.
Well,
the wrong
account. You got to give it to the sign in with your.
It wasn't me that had the problem. It was Tumblr. And I found this on the wrong page, and I went, whoa, crap.
Well, it's definitely
a
learning process.
Delete.
Yes. It's a learning process, and you'll get
I got
better
there before
at it.
My religious family got there, thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah. my relatives are Southern Baptists, so you know stoning was in my future.
I can understand that. But to clarify to everyone listening in, she is part of the kink community, which is, you know, part of BDSM, which is just a basic umbrella is there's so many things into under now. So, which bondage, you know, domination, submissive, masochism, and she falls along that test. But being a top for a woman sometimes is called a dame or a dominatrix. Am I right?
Right. Yes, sir.
So her,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Whoops. Have I told you it was a long? I did tell you it was a really long day today. Right?
Yes. That's fine. Hey, I was called that on the phone once before. My phone, my voice gets deep sometimes, and I've been called, sir. And I'm like, no, I'm a woman.
Yeah. I get that. I used to answer the phone at work, and they would say, Dave, how are you doing? This is not Dave. So I get that.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not really listening,
cold
right?
Flu season.
Oh, yeah.
For all you guys, for all you people listening, I really am female.
Yes, she identifies as female. She is female. And so what comes first for you, like for your characters, is it the characters or the plot?
That is a very good question. In 90% of my cases, I'm going to say I get an idea for a, ooh, why don't we try this?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the plot. Occasionally, on rare occasion, it is the character.
Okay.
But usually it is the plot, or at least a thread or a thought, you know, I haven't tied anybody to a ceiling fan yet kind of thing, you know?
Yes. I know. I'm waiting
for
you and
I had that conversation a long time ago.
And that's, you also gave me the idea of how to torture what's his name? Weasel.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, his
I know who he is
Weasel
in real life.
In
I don't
book.
Know who he is in fake one.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Blake. It's Blake. But yeah, his you know, MC name is Weasel, which was very fitting. So yes, thank
very,
you for
very.
That scene. The whole pinata thing. Yeah, that was
yeah.
In Wolf Daddy. So yes, that was. That worked really well. So now you know where I got it from.
Yes.
This is the person.
People
yes.
who read that and want to know about that writer or that stupid person who came up with that idea, it's me.
You're not stupid. But that was a really good, you know, little sidebar, just, you know. How can we best torture this
person?
We do have
history, you and I. Yeah. Best 101 best ways to torture someone. Call
yes.
me. I will give you advice. I actually used to have a dom, a male dom friend who would call me, like, emergency situations. I need a torture in 5 minutes, four, and he would give me the details, and I'd give him a, how did you come up with that so quick? Really? Years
yeah.
of experience.
Years of experience, that's right. And I've only had 15 as a cop, so I'm pretty sure you've got more under your belt, and you're very creative with it, I'll tell you that much.
Thank you. I have a vivid yes. imagination.
Yes, you do. And that's a good thing. That's what makes you an excellent writer. And that's what I noticed about your work and reading your stories. And I was, you know, thinking, okay, the other one, the French Dom, is going to dominate. Like, you know, I see that as like a series because you've got some really interesting stories. So for
did,
those
did
who
you
are,
read-
yeah, for those who are not in the kink community, it might be a little more advanced, but you know, for those who are, you know what I'm talking about.
if you read it, that one scene, I have somebody who I actually had to do the research for that and look it up to make sure that it wouldn't kill you. So yeah, there is one scene in the French Dom that is definitely going to twist some minds.
Okay, well, don't scare them too much.
I didn't say it was going to affect them. I just said twist their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see people rushing to the beach looking for jellyfish now. Oops, I gave it away.
See, that might scare off the average person, though, who is not, you know, or maybe someone who wants to get in after 50 Shades of Grey, you know, that might be a little too much for them. So.
Oh,
yes.
I,
we're all
read.
Grown here, so, you know.
Right. I didn't say what I did to the jellyfish or with the jellyfish. The jellyfish lives. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, hopefully the submissive lives too.
He was alive the last time I wrote him. So yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know,
so
he is.
Good. So a lot of
out there winning Academy Awards.
Yeah. So a lot of your characters are based on your real live scenes within the community.
Yeah. Yes. Sadly, or not so sadly, depending on your perspective.
No, that's good. It gives more authenticity to your work, especially that knowing that some of these things you've actually done. And even though it's based on a fictional story, some of these things have actually happened, and that's what makes it more interesting. And, you know, tell the reader, hey, let me see this, you know. I never thought about it that way. At least I learned some few things. That, okay. I might want to try that one day. Yeah.
Don't try the jellyfish. Do not try the jellyfish.
I know. Not the jellyfish. I'm really not going to go for that.
People are going, now we have to read the French Dumb, which hasn't been published yet. So you guys are just going to have to wait.
Yeah. So yeah, those are just teasers. So no spoilers, but we got, you know, we have a few tricks, you know, and it was trick or treat. So that was a little teaser for you. So that's special treats. But so how much time do you spend writing?
Not as much as I would like to, if the truth be told. When I am writing a chapter, I literally used to sit down. I used to write short stories, and then they became collectives, and then they became a book.
Nice.
But when I would sit down to write, I would write a short story in either a day or a weekend.
Oh, nice.
When I was off from work, from my former real job. But seated, family messes interceded. And so we had to, I don't get to write as much as I would like, but when I write a scene or a chapter, I usually spend 2 or 3 days sitting down, and for as long as I can without interruption, I write.
Oh, that's good.
But you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am a natural dyslexic. To get to one of your next questions, what's the worst thing about my writing? I'm a dyslexic. So,
well, I wouldn't say that's the worst thing about your writing. I would say that's a quirk that, you know. But the fact that you've overcome that and you're able to write.
I'm afraid to ask you what the worst thing about my writing is.
Yeah. No.
That is,
yeah,
we're not
I'm not going to dish editor's notes. So.
Thank God. I am dyslexic, so it really is hard for me to proofread anything I write because my brain sees it how I wanted it, what I wanted it to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone back months later and caught R and R mixed up, or, you know, stupid things that I should have known better. And you go, are you kidding me? Because I definitely do know the difference between there, and there. At least I've never mixed up no and no yet. But
I know that gets mixed up in a text, though. I noticed that. The auto text.
A lot.
It does that a lot. That's not what I wanted to say. But, yes, the fact that you have that dyslexia and you're able to still function to write is incredible. So I would say that's definitely, that's an amazing thing about you. A lot of, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, you know, and it's a real, you know, sometimes people don't want to read because of it or write. Because of it, but you have persevered through that, and not only are you a reader, you're a writer. So that's amazing, and I would be proud of that if I were you.
Well, I'll get a badge next time. But
we'll have to pin one on you.
Oh no, you're not coming near me with sharp objects. I'm good, thanks.
Oh darn.
Thompson sucks. Don't miss. I put you through hell for 6 months editing this book, I'm not going to let you come near me with sharp objects. Are you crazy?
Like, oh, yeah, come right here. Okay. No, well, now there's they're magnet pins that you can wear. So that, A, it doesn't mess up your blouse or shirt and, you know, makes it a lot easier to stay put.
Yeah, so now it'll stick to your nipple ring if you're so blessed.
Well, I wouldn't put the badge that quite that low, but now that you say that, idea.
I'm blessed that I don't have one, so I'm good.
No, you're good. But see, now we know.
Yeah,
nothing.
I don't want to.
Never thought about that. The nipple ring and, yes, the magnet. Okay. Let me jot that down.
You said I had a good imagination. What can I say?
Yes, you do. Yeah, I see. Even I may have to use that one time.
Proof positive right there.
Right there, yeah.
Things to do with your nipple ring. They're not just decoration anymore.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I just thought Jacob's letter in a Mac. No, see, now what you got me thinking. I was going to be all good in the next book. Okay, better.
Is that better? Yeah.
Nicer?
Well, you know, nicer? As you continue on, you know, it's because, you know, you have different types of thumbs. And you have, you know, there are submissives who are into different types of pain and their level. So this is why we have safe words, so that if it becomes
right.
too much, you can use the safe word. And it just, you know,
yeah.
depends on the submissive. So, yeah, I mean, you're thinking of all these cool things, but at the same time, you know, people sitting there like, oh, my God, I would never do that. Or I hadn't thought of that one.
I actually had a pain whore in my stable who would call me. And one day he literally had nothing around him, and he's on the phone with me, and I said, what do you have available right now? He said, I'm standing beside my truck waiting on the side of the road for a crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what do you have available? And he said, nothing. I said, well, in that case, you're just going to have to shut your dick in a car door. And he did, and he sent me the picture.
Oh,
and I had posted
wow.
it on that, and I got all kinds of comments like, you are a sadistic. And I think I finally took
yeah.
the picture down because I got tired of. He asked for it. He's a pain whore.
Well,
get
exactly.
over it.
You know, they, you know, I know there are some things that even for me were like a hard no. I'm sorry. I just can't do
right.
that to you. CBT.
Selling my body
yeah.
parts in the car door.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I would cringe and just like, okay, nope, not, I'm not for you because. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been my idea of a good time either, but that's what he had available, and he wanted pain.
Wow.
So I gave it to him. And we never engaged physically because he was in love with a submissive who couldn't she tried punishing him one time, and she broke down in tears. So he would call me. We were friends. And I would meet him, and I would spank him or beat him or flog him or whatever he needed, and then he would go home, and he would be with her. We never had sexual contact of any kind. I think I got a kiss on the cheek once and two hugs, and that was
oh.
it. Usually he limped away, but, you know.
Well, like you
I
said,
I would feel bad for him
because
he had an hour-long drive. Yeah, that's what he wanted.
You must have really wanted it, so. And, you know, there is no shame in knowing what you want or what you would like to experience. So, no, and there is no shame in that at all. And I'm glad we have this community
exactly.
where we can express things, you know, and to each his own. You know, just like we don't have people shaming for, you know, there's no slut shaming, there's none of it. So unless they ask for the humiliation part, and I know that is also part
right.
of, yeah, being a submissive. But not everybody is into that either.
Right. And I'm really bad at belittling. I can call you, you know, several obnoxious words, but as far as belittling, I'm really bad about that because I do try to be respectful. And even if they're begging for it, probably not. I just, you know, you just, some words are just offensive no matter how
yes.
much they beg, some words are just offensive.
Right. And like I said, and the top has hard limits. So it's not just the submissives who will call, you know, their safe words. Sometimes tops will too, because it's too much and they can't handle doing that. So I know I have in the past, like, okay,
yep,
we're done. We're done. Like, I'm sorry. You are, but getting ready to pack. No, you're done. There is no way we're continuing. So then it's time for aftercare.
Exactly.
You know, which does happen.
Or
we do care for them after. So, yes. Mm-hmm. To eat something, drink something, and they really are taken care of. Their needs have been met, and they're, you know, they're happy. Totally happy about that. And then what we call tough space. So if anybody was, like, wondering, well, now you know. So
yes,
as far as, like, writing.
Your first job is to take care of your sub.
Yes, that is true. You do, because you are the caregiver. So, but writing about BDSM is different in a way. And but from reading your book and editing, I will say, you know, these are very real scenes that I could picture in my mind. And that
thank you.
Some were just very hot. Like, I never imagined, you know, that I would actually, like, okay, wow, that, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but there's a certain scene where Tyler does something and he gets turned on by it. And, you know, I'm like, wow.
Again, based on reality, because Tyler, when he started talking to me, he had a limit, and he would never cross that line. And he finally, after 5 years of conversation and whatever, crossed the line, and I went, you want what? That was a hard limit. I know, but I kind of like, you know, okay, go for it.
Ah. Well, it looks like we have another caller online. So I'm going to switch over and let him in. So hang on just a second. Okay, caller, you are on the air.
It's about damn time. I've been trying to get through since this conversation started.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all you had to do was press one.
All
way
you
had
to do was let either one of us know.
Yeah, well, he did. He just sent me a text, so... So, yes,
oh,
we have
he doesn't.
Yes, we have Gerald, Mr. Wolf Daddy himself, on air. So.
Hi, darling.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. I'll say hi,
how
Daddy.
Are you
We're
one
good.
One of us is blushing
and
it's not me.
Yeah. One of us is going, oh, my goodness, what's he going to come up with?
Oh, I'm not afraid of anything he's going to say to me because.
Oh, yeah.
Just, no.
Because you're the friend. I'm the.
I know.
Girl, so. But so welcome to the show we're talking with Scarlett Thomas Wolf. So if you are just now joining us, we are talking with Scarlett Thomas Wolf, and we are talking also with Wolf Daddy from my book, Wolf Daddy. So. But his name is Gerald, so you can't call him Daddy. Am I right?
I can call him anything I want.
Oh, yeah, that's true. you're the bestie, so yeah. But so how do you know?
When this call's over.
Right. So is there a question you would like to ask or something you would like to add, Gerald, about Miss Scarlett's writing, because I know you were her original fan when she was writing on Tumblr.
I am the president of her fan club.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard.
I got that role from the beginning before she ever started even this and getting this book out. So that way I'd have my foot in the door in the very beginning.
That's right.
But it's good to have,
yes.
Well, my question is, how does it feel, how do you feel to finally get this book out? I know the anticipation and the struggle for so long has been really hard for you at times, and just to finally get a book published, how does that make you feel?
Are you asking me or her?
You.
You. She has books published.
Well, I wasn't sure. She put up with a lot of grief to get it out there.
Yes, I did.
I'm over the moon. I am over the moon. You've heard me cry. You've seen me pull out hair. Well, you haven't seen me pull out hair, but you have heard me cry. You've heard me swear. You've heard a few swear words that were more creative than most.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm beyond over the moon. Unfortunately for her, I have another one sitting there on the shelf waiting. So, you know, when she finally gets around to it, or she hires her assistant to put them in charge of editing or proofreading. But, yeah, I'm thrilled. One down, 90 to go. I want to make this woman rich yet.
Oh, well, thank you.
My whole goal, really, I've been telling her all along, listeners, that my goal is to make her money.
Oh, yeah.
And me, but her more. Because we both deserve it. We've earned it. We deserve it.
Yes.
We fought long and hard for it. And
yes,
Gerald,
no,
I still can't. I can't believe I'm calling you Gerald. Gerald, I'm grateful to you for introducing us.
Yes, I am too.
Gerald.
I am definitely too. He's not even answering that. You still
there?
I'm
here.
Okay.
Why not?
She
was just listening to somebody calling me Gerald.
I know. You never hear that from me. Well, only on rare occasions, but it's never a good thing.
Mm-mm. No,
he is
not.
My best friend.
Yep. Well, you call him Jerry, so.
All the time. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
well, you've heard some of the other things
I just
I've
wanted to call and say hi and say I'm very proud of you.
Aww.
And thank you again for Mahogany for getting this book published for her. So I know this has been a lifelong goal and journey for her, and I know that's going to do very well because she has the best publisher out there.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And
oh, my God, thanks.
Thrilled, guys. I will talk to you guys later.
All right.
You promise?
Thank you for...
Wait, don't hang up. You promise?
Uh-oh.
I said I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Chicken.
Oh,
tell me again why I like that man. don't even.
Because he's one of the best people you know.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. He has a big heart, though.
Yeah.
And that's why I like him, so, yes.
You like him for a whole other reason, honey. You've seen him naked.
Well, yeah. Wow. You're just going to put me on blast.
Sorry.
Okay.
You have an edit button.
Right. It's all good. I'm just playing.
You just told everybody he's your daddy, so I mean.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah. Even when he came
I'm assuming
show,
nudity
yeah.
was involved.
Okay, well, of course. I even explained that in the book. Sexual is definitely a sexual component to this. So, but not for everything.
In your book,
not
that would be required. In my book, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah, but your book has a lot.
There's a naked woman on the cover.
Yes. But you can't see that because, you know, it's a silhouette.
Right.
Makes it sexy, and I think, you know, as far as, like, you know, who is this woman? And, you know, I think it just pops out at people. So, yeah. So do you ever, you know.
I actually do.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I was like, okay, this works, or this one, but yeah, that's the one I really liked, because it, you know, it's like a hint of mystery, and, you know, we're like, is she a witch? What's going on here? So, I'm not going to give any spoilers on that, So you'll have to read the book to find out. So, but it,
sweetie,
it was perfect
I wrote the book
for
and
Halloween.
I couldn't tell you.
No, I was talking to my listeners.
I know.
But yeah.
You couldn't get a spoiler. I wrote it and I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You should know, though. You wrote it.
Is it clear? I mean, do we know for sure at the end
do
of the book if it's
sure?
clear or not?
I think it'll be definitely clear. So, yeah, they're in for a surprise. Most definitely.
Apparently.
Yes. You know, it may not be strictly romance, but there is some aspect to that, too. And it's not just straight erotica. You know, you've got to have some other things going on. And you do. So I will definitely say it's something that everyone can look forward to.
I actually considered having Tyler ask her to marry him at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. There may be a part two. Thanks. Thanks for opening that door.
Well, or you
there's
could make like a different thing and go the background story to her ex-lovers, the ones that, you know, the different college
show
students
up.
That, yeah, you could add their backstory. You know, you could do something or branch off to, you know, as if, okay, continuing or doing like a prequel, you know, a little bit.
How they got
or,
to this
I don't, or I don't know. Irene is some one of those characters, like she can make books.
Irene needs a jacket of the straight kind, I'm telling you.
Yes. You know, we always need that one character that just, you know, jumps out at people and it's like, oh, where did you come from?
She's definitely that.
Yes.
I would have thought it would have been Max, but no, it turns out to be Irene.
No, it turns
clear
out to
out
be
of
Irene,
it.
Yes. So,
like,
yes,
where did
I think
come
they,
from?
Yes, they have definitely something to look forward to.
Well, thank you.
Especially, yes. So I think they're going to be really happy with the book finished and everything. And I hope that your readers will be over the moon like you when they get it in their hands, and you'll have to do some signing. So practice that signature, okay? Because you will have people asking you for your autograph.
I actually had one ask me today.
Yes, that's right. Tell us a little bit about that.
My car died. My car didn't really die. My car had an issue. I took it to the garage yesterday, spent all day yesterday there. They broke apart when they put it back together, and they didn't tell anybody. So I had to go back today to be told that they broke apart, and now we have to go back again tomorrow. But
mm-hmm.
the service writer realized who I was, and she, because my Scarlett is obviously a pen name, but she
mm-hmm.
had read some of my stuff on either Tumblr or Fetch. She never clarified. And she overheard me talking to somebody at the shop who I knew, and she heard the name Scarlett, and she pulled me aside. She said, Scarlett Thomas Wolf? And I'm like, yes. She literally almost peed herself, and I thought we were going to have to call the cops to get her off of me. She said, you're coming back tomorrow, right? Yeah. Can I have your autograph? Sure.
Oh, wow. That must make you feel great.
It did until I found out she was a submissive, and she asked if I had my writing crop with me. I said, yeah, it's in the car always. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I really want to go back there. But, yeah, my writing crop. I may not practice anymore, but I literally – will never, as far as I know, get rid of my riding crop. I have no plans of getting rid of my riding crop. It's always with me in case somebody needs
yes.
a little
in case,
you know,
yes.
encouragement.
You never know. So,
I
yeah.
know.
Have riding crop.
Never say never.
Travel. That's right.
Exactly. Oh, great. Now we got another book title.
Yes.
See?
I was going to ask you how you come up with it. You know, I was going to ask you how you come up with your titles, but okay, that's a good one for you.
Seriously, you and I did not know the title of this book until 2 weeks after you sent me the link. Because I kept looking for it under a Bewitched bookstore or just Bewitched bookstore, and you changed it to Bewitching bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I find this book? And I had the link. And I kept looking at the link, and it didn't click in my brain. I told you, dyslexic, I was not reading it because I just assumed that we... So, yeah, that's how you come up with the title of a book. You give it to your editor or publisher and say, here.
But, yeah, I kind of went with the theme of it, you know, so I thought...
Yeah, I understand. I, like I said, to me it was just Bewitched bookstore. You changed it. You changed the tense of it. You ing instead of ed.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thanks. your dyslexic writer was going bananas trying to find this on Amazon. I must tell. And
that's
literally,
all right.
Folks, I had the picture of the cover, and I still couldn't get it.
And you still couldn't get
it. Looking at it
and
didn't get it. Define dyslexic.
But, it works, you know, because of this rumor that has been, like, 25 years in the making at, you know, has gone on so long. So it's like she does this, you know, she takes on a young lover every year. So it's like, so this is Bewitching. You know, they're saying that she's a witch and she controls, you know, people. So, yeah, so it just went right along with it for me. That's why, you know, I was like, oh, okay, this just rolls better. You know,
that's fine. I had no qualms once I figured it out. But again, I'm dyslexic and I wasn't reading it. I was seeing it, wasn't reading it. So if you want to practice dyslexia, that's it. How to drive a dyslexic crazy.
I wasn't trying to, really.
I didn't think that you were. Again, I was looking at the picture of the cover and I still wasn't getting it. Oh, Lord God in heaven.
Oh, goodness. It's all right. Hey, it's all good. It works. And you got fans already, people stopping you at gas stations or wherever. So you know the world is waiting for this book. And, yes, I am so happy that I could be the one to publish it for you. So because go ahead.
I'm going to give them your information so they can send you pictures of their wet panties.
Oh, my goodness. That's all right. But I'm not I'm not a top anymore. So I'm like, what do you want me to do with this?
I've had men send me pictures of their wet, themselves wet from the, you know, excitement and anticipation of reading the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was like, thanks. I needed to see that. So apparently I do have an effect on my audience.
Yes, you do.
For the positive.
Yes. In a good way. And I will say that, you know, even those who, like I said, are not in the community but are curious, yes, will find it very interesting and enlightening.
Yes, this is not 50 Shades of Grey. Trust me.
No, this is, you know, that's you know, play compared to this. that's like fuzzy handcuffs compared to this. Yeah, you snap those things so easy and like, no, bro, Get away from me with those little fuzzy things, please.
Didn't everybody have that starter kit?
Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't even have that starter kit. I was just like, oh,
I didn't either. But I was a dog.
I can break
out
of those.
I was a dog before there was
internet. Yeah. So see, you definitely have more experience. But even I was just like, even beginning, no, that's, I'll break those, honey. You got to. I need something strapped. I need cuffs and buckle. You know, so I can't
my
get
best
away.
Tool ever. I found the best tool I ever found was you know, the old carpet beaters? There was somebody on Etsy that sold a miniature version. They were like a foot and a half long.
Wow.
And that thing worked really, really well.
I bet it did. Are those the ones that you beat those rugs that you hang outside and you beat them? So, yeah, that would be perfect, actually.
And it was cable, not cane, so it was flexible.
Okay.
It gave you a warm, fuzzy feeling on your wherever you needed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely.
I missed that one.
Mm-hmm. I would think that'd be more stingy than thuddy. What do you think?
I was that Dom who would not use an impact tool on anybody if I didn't try it on myself because I wanted to know how hard I had to swing it and all that stuff before to get the desired effect. And I will tell you, it was definitely a stinging.
Oh, okay.
It would leave marks if you didn't wield it right.
Yeah. If you didn't, especially that's a really good thing to bring up as well. You really need to have training to do what we do. So it's not just, just jump in and you really need, because you can really hurt someone if you're not trained or you're not
careful.
You don't careful. So, yeah.
Oh, hot wax, perfect example.
Right. That's another one because there are candles made specifically for hot wax, and it makes pretty, decorations over the body. I've seen that. And it looks really cool. And it's not like you think. It won't burn you. This, you feel the warmth and, it may be a little tingly in sensitive areas, but it's actually very fun.
It won't burn you if it's at the right height and it's the right candle wax.
Temperature. Yes, the right, because there are candles that burn hotter than others. And a lot of people don't know the difference. So no, don't go out to your local Yankee store and get those candles because, you're going to burn someone with those. Most definitely.
Especially if you do it 6 inches above the body. That will cause you all kinds of ouchy-wouchies.
Yes. Yes, it will. I will say from yes.
Voice of experience.
I won't tell you how, no, but... So anyway, we just get when we talk, we kind of go off on our little tangents because, we are so much a part of this and we're also so much alike. So, but Robert. Without, see, now I can't even say.
You told me not to and ah and oh, but you didn't say anything about giggle my ass off.
Yeah, well, I knew I would be because I knew you were going to bring up some stuff. But anyway, really quickly, tell the listeners where they can find you on social media. And on your website.
Okay, really quickly,
anything?
I am on Tumblr, either Scarlett Thomas Wolf or Red Riding Hood 13. I think it's Red Riding Hood 13 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On FET, it would be Red Riding Hood 13. On Facebook, it's Scarlett Thomas Wolf. You can either go to the Facebook page for Scarlett Thomas Wolf or Scarlett Thomas Wolf's author page. You can follow me. See, now I'm doing the thing. You can follow on Twitter or what's that other one? You can tell how often I use it. Twitter or Instagram, because I'm not that tech savvy, but I have yet to receive a message on Tumblr or FET that I didn't answer. Some of the answers have been no and ooh, but I generally always answer. And Gerald, I cannot believe I'm calling him that. Gerald and I actually met on Tumblr and the weird thing is we had a connection before that. We just didn't know. When we lived in Colorado Springs, we were a mile apart and never met. Odd but true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. So then,
that
is something else. But he did stop by and see you, and he was driving back from, was it Pennsylvania or something. Yeah. Which I thought was really cool. Philadelphia. Yeah. Well, that's Pennsylvania.
I had to buy him dinner. Bought him dinner.
Wow, that was cool.
Yeah, and we never got a picture together. We both got your picture
in the hospital at
the same time.
Yeah, I was like, where's the picture, you guys? So.
Yeah, we were together for a grand total of 35 minutes, and we both received the picture of you in the hospital at exactly the same time. And I showed him, and he showed me. And after, I think he made it maybe to Columbus, Ohio, when I said, hey, guess what we didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
And we both went, duh.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, and also for my listeners who are not familiar with FET, is actually called FETLife.com, and it is a website for kink community. Anyone who is interested, no matter your level, however it may be, up or down, if you do not understand certain things, they have classes, they have all kinds of things on there you can look up and read about and connect with other people. And it's, you know, for wherever town you live in. So if you put your information in, you would definitely, I would just say, be careful, like as with any website of this kind. But, you know, there, it's a really cool place to hang out and meet people. So...
And a lot of people do lie. I've seen a lot of people from Antarctica and Vatican City.
Yeah.
Just because they don't want their hometown known.
Yes, and why do they always use the same city? I don't get it. It's like, we know you're not in Antarctica. You know.
Yeah, I had a guy ask
they're trying
to hide
me, and I
said, well, you know, how's this commute going to work?
Yeah, you're in Antarctica. That's what you're not. Yeah, but that means truly means that they're hiding something, or they don't, you know, they're hiding that they're married, or they're with another partner, or they want to do things on the down low, and that's just not cool. So we do not promote that at all.
It could also be that they are from a community of 1,000 or less souls, and they don't want
they don't want it.
That's usually how I take it.
Well, that can be true as well. Well, thank you for coming on the show and for talking about your experience and your writing. And I know I'm going
to,
you know, yes, we did. We did. But so I'm glad. And for all of you listening tonight, thank you for joining in and listening to Mahogany Says. And I wish you all blessings, peace, and love.
Who's Dead? A Paranormal BDSM Romance by Mahogany Silvery. Keiko Reed finds what she never expects in the arms of a werewolf Daddy Dom, an alpha of the Wolf House MC. Fleeing her abusive ex from a rival MC, she runs onto Gerald Brothers. He takes her under his protection and believes she is the one that he has been searching for. He claims her in every way and gives her the sacred bite of the werewolf. Soon after, he is betrayed by a club member to the rival MC, putting not only Keiko, but the club and the small town of Golden Tip, Colorado, at risk. Will Gerald go to war with the rival MC, risking everything for his precious little one? Wolf Dead, a paranormal BDSM romance by Mahogany Silvery, available on Amazon. Get your copy today. You've been listening to The Mahogany Says Show on Blog Talk Radio with host Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.